everyone. I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with Midwifery Business Consultation. I have my dear friend, Brittany Contreras, here with me at Cross Country Locums. She is an amazing midwife recruiter. I know we've done a few of these video series before and people love them. So I love talking to Brittany and we could just talk for hours and hours. We were just talking about some of the struggles and challenges that locum midwives are having, particularly this summer compared to, I've been doing this for 7 years and I've never seen such a quiet amount of assignments out there and opportunities. And there's a lot of regular locum midwives are like, what do I do now? Because this next assignment's not coming to me. Like we'd have 20 choices and now we're all like fighting over the little scraps that are there. So we definitely wanted to talk about some of these challenges and how do you make yourself stand out and how do you really make yourself a little cushion, a little financial ebbs and flow. And that's my strength with niche businesses and side hustles. So Brittany, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I love talking to you. Same. We have been working together so long. I feel like we've known each other. We just hit it off so well. So thank you so much for having me. That is one of the biggest questions I'm being asked right now from a lot of midwives is how do I stand out? How do I prepare for my next assignment when it's a dry season and there's not many positions? How would you, what would you recommend for other midwives to stand out? What are some things that you do?
Things that I do, definitely, even though I'm a business consultant, you leverage the experts around you. So I had someone professionally crisp up my CV and resume. That's the best of the best. And it just blows your mind. I'm like, okay, I said that, but they just take it to the next level of fluffy and really stand out and crisp up. So definitely getting someone professionally to look at your CV and resume, look at certifications. What are skills like ultrasound certifications, first assist certifications? Some of these places love that you have water birth certifications, circumcision certifications. So what can make you stand out? That maybe there's 15 people they could choose from, but you have a certification they need that other people don't, that'll stand out. We talk a lot about privileges. I have like privileges at like 10 or 12 hospitals right now. So think about it. If they have a need, they have it like yesterday. So if you have a license in the state already, you have hospital privileges already, you've already done a past assignment there, you stand out from the crowd. So I think those are things you and I have talked about over and over again. I think too many times midwives are thinking about me, 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 me. Start thinking, what does this business need? What is their challenge? How can I solve it? You and I always have fun. Like, we'll find, we did it this past winter. They have an assignment up, but I have fun changing and proposing a new assignment to them. Like we did it, like they were opening a midwife practice and they wanted a midwife to fill on the team, but I had so many more skills to add and propose to them with in training their new director, training their new grad, helping their administration team open the midwife department. Like if you have unique skills that you know, not just what they're putting on the job posting, but you can stand out of skills they weren't even thinking about that a locum midwife could bring to them, that makes you stand out.
Oh, absolutely. You are a huge asset to Vermont.
Yeah. Yeah. So absolutely. I think those are the big things to midwives is if there's no assignments, there's no assignments posted, but you can create assignments. You can find areas and regions and reach out to HR and say, I mean, especially if you see they have a full-time job posting out there for a midwife, someone to join their team, you could say, hey, would you like, I have a license in this state. Let's get me credentialed. If you're a locum midwife, you can get them accelerated through the insurance process and all that stuff. I have benefits until you find that great midwife permanent on your team. Would you be open to a temporary midwife to fill in for office call, can get in a month, 2 weeks, versus it's going to take you 3-4 months to find that great person.
That is a great point. That's so true. And as on the locum side, preparing for your next assignment. So if you're on a 3-month assignment, starting that first month, okay, where is my next gig going to be? You're preparing. And then as it gets closer to 3 months, if we're not finding anything, picking up side hustles. And you're awesome at that. What are some of the things that you do on this side?
Well, I mean, I have multiple businesses. I think I have like 8 or 9 businesses. But also reinforcing, because people have that mindset of self-employment. A business does not mean you're exchanging your time for money. You can create systems. You can create value. You can create online courses. You can become a consultant. You can do a niche service. You can find your passion and drive and what makes you happy and find out how that can fill in a need. Like there's a couple midwives doing CBD oils and inventing with, they don't have the knowledge and skills to create the CBD oil, but they had a vision. They wanted to do a special line for menopause. And so like, if you see an invention, a challenge, a need, you don't have to be the expert in how that works, but you know the challenge and how to solve it. Get those people on your team. So I love meeting with midwives that like to do side hustles, niches, not the traditional birth center, home birth, women's health clinic, because there's so much value to add out there. So telemedicine, we do a lot with for local midwives, because you can do it anywhere. You can do it at your own timeline. You can be flexible. If all of a sudden you take an assignment, okay, these are the days I'm available. You put it on your patient portal and this is the slots. Consulting works out great when you want to do some consulting niche services. So I think it's always like, what knowledge, what skills, what value, what unique thing do you have that's flexible? Obviously, you can't take a job at a clinic 2 days a week because you're restricted to what they're asking. You need something that can ebb and flow with, okay, I have an assignment or I don't have assignment. You could pick up some extra hours. You could pick up some extra resources, products. Like I did a lot of online courses when I do my locum assignments. I have a unique lifestyle. My kids, we homeschool. We travel the country. I work my ass off for 2-3 months. And then I'd like have a low key for a couple months. I barely do stuff. I have a kind of maintenance level with my businesses. And then, okay, this assignment, my family's not coming with me. I become a workaholic, but it's fun stuff. It's not forced. Like I do my on call and then I do my consult. I do my recordings. I do my product creation. So I think getting midwives to know, the more you can create a passive income streams, multiple income streams in your life, the less stress you have. Because if you only have income coming from locum assignments, you only have income coming from a W-2 employee, and all of a sudden that disappears, you're screwed. Versus that's 30% of your income, that's 60% of the income, but then you've got these other places that are your core baseline bills. You can survive. You can, you know, you might be a little tighter than normal on certain situations, but you can wait for another one to come up in 1 month, 3 months, versus you have to jump to the next assignment, to the next assignment.
I think that too helps with taking the fear away. Like I don't have anything. You always have a backup plan. And yeah. I love that about you. You always have side gigs and side hustles that you can go to.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I'm not like, to me, you and I were just chatting. I was like, well, if this assignment works out, it was fun. I enjoyed being there last summer, but if all of a sudden it doesn't work, I'm not going to be like going off the deep end. Like it's the scarcity versus abundance mindset. Too many midwives, too many Americans are in the scarcity mindset because the fear of what if I don't have that one income stream? What if I don't have another assignment come up? You have choices, you have options. The more choices you give yourself financially in your life, the more freedom you have on so many levels. I can't even stress the levels of your mindset. And if all of a sudden there's medical stuff that comes up, there's vacations. Like when you run your own businesses and you have multiple flexibility of income streams, you can leverage them to such a new level that most people in the US don't understand.
That is so true. What did it take for you to finally take a leap of faith into locums?
Well, it was unique with me starting because you and I, it was actually, we had a private birth center home birth practice, and me and my partner wanted to get hospital privileges at this local hospital, and they had a need, and we reverse engineered where it was just the two of us working together, the midwives and the hospital, and then they got the agency, they got Cross Country Locum involved after the fact. And so I believe you were like helping out the other lady for that assignment. And it was like a partnership. And so that was my first assignment, but then I really enjoyed it and I loved it. I was like, I love helping out. They had three doctors. They were exhausted, tired. They wanted a midwife at nighttime to cover. So me and my partner, we shared call for our private practice and then did it with them. But after that, I just got hooked because I'm like, oh my gosh, I can make good money. I get to keep out of the drama. Like I don't like corporate America. Like as you probably are getting hints, like I don't have to attend mission statements, orientation. I just jump in and fill a need. I know my skills. I know my value. I get to serve ladies. I get to hone in on my skills. I get to pick and choose what assignment versus if you work for someone, and this is why people usually choose locums, is you can choose, okay, I want a small place, I want a big place, I want to work with a great doctor, versus you get employed, they tell you who you're going to see, they tell you what days you're going to be there. So I have gotten hooked because it keeps my clinical skills up. I do home birth clients in between my assignments, because I still love to do my community-based midwifery. I open birth centers, I do conferences all over the country. Like, my unique skill and how I love to do things needs flexible. I could never work for a W-2 midwife with all these other things I'm doing and I love doing.
Absolutely. And you have the work-life balance too. Get to spend time with your family, get to travel the world.
You get to choose. I mean, I laugh. I'm like, okay, I feel like a vacation. I don't have to go through steps of asking HR or my boss for a vacation. I want a day off. I want to barely work this week. I want to work a ton this week. Like, it's not, you can eventually get to yourself where you don't have to work. You don't have to exchange your time for money, but it takes time. You have to create the systems. You have to build up this value. You can't all of a sudden buy, it's not like buying a lottery ticket. I always stress to people, like, you can eventually, I promise, in 3 to 5 years, like, I know where I'm going to be. And that inspires me to create the more value you can create to people with whatever angle you're doing. When you fill in a locum, you have far more value than a W-2 does. You have the knowledge, the skills, your turnkey, they can get you in quicker. They don't have to worry about all the benefits. Like, you have a lot of value to these facilities. And so sometimes you just have to figure and know, we get too much in that scarcity, like, I can't get a job as a midwife. I might have to do a labor and delivery nursing contract. And maybe that's okay for one assignment, but know your value and strategize. I liked, Brittany, what you brought up about halfway through the assignment or when you get started. A lot of these places, if you don't have a license in that state, you have to think 2-3 months in advance. If it's an IHS facility, it's thinking about a month in advance. If you already have privileges and assignment that you've done there in the past, they could call me on Friday and I could start on Monday. We've had that happen before where they're like, oh my gosh, we're short. And I couldn't jump and do it. I was like, you need to give me at least 2 weeks notice, but like, I could help out.
We can make it happen.
So the more turnkey you can make yourself into an organization, the more value you have compared to somebody else.
Oh, absolutely. And having privileges, that way they can call. And then two, the clients, on the flip side, the clients, when they see that a midwife has worked locums, oh my gosh, it's a selling point. They automatically expect that midwife's going to go and hit the ground running. There's not a lot of training or orientation they have to go through. So it's a huge selling point too, just on resumes.
So I think, Brittany, what you do is phenomenal. I mean, we talked in other interviews about the power of having a good recruiter on your side. Like, I've tried a couple other agencies just because you didn't have access to an assignment. Like, I'm very picky. Like, I tell people now, until you can actually work with Brittany, I'm not even going to touch your assignment. Like, I will apply or I will show you I'm interested, but we learn to play the games because a lot of these IHS facilities have to go through an Indian owned business before it can go to the big system. So there's many times people will wait 2 months for me or for someone part of Brittany's team, because when you become a good experienced locum midwife, you know the value of having a really good recruiter on your team. So Brittany is definitely that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And it works to have a team. So everyone automatically, as soon as they see your name, they know Brittany's right there. Leslie, they're a team. They know the way because they know the experience that they're getting. It is
well, and even to them, the recruiters, if they have a brand new recruiter, that the hospitals don't like working with brand new recruiters than just like a brand new midwife. Like, do you want to stand out and get yourself a reputable recruiter that has had a good relationship with that hospital, not just your skills? So that's you have an immense value when they're looking at different, be like, oh my gosh, that agency is brand new. And that recruiter was terrible last time we tried to do an assignment. It doesn't matter how stellar you are. They have to work with that recruiter. You don't have much of a chance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we help from start to finish, from credentialing, helping upload. Who wants to, you know, upload documents? When we can do that and take that pressure off of you, filling out the same information over and over again, we take that burden off of you. You guys didn't go to school just, you know, do paperwork all the time. So any little bit that I can help take off your plate, I love doing, you know, helping with licensure, making sure certifications are active. And the more and more we can build your profile, the more and more it takes off of your plate.
Yeah. Don't I, we joke, you have a big book on me. So like, yes. Because I have a lot of certifications and I have a lot of trainings and I have a lot. And so, yeah, there's so much benefit you do in the agency and the backdrops for these locums, because you even negotiate, maybe they have, you're putting a bid out there, but you know, this person stands out. I know a lot of times you've gotten me 20% higher than what they posted because you know how to sell the skills and the unique aspect. It's all about creating value. If you're all of a sudden going in, I want $100 an hour, but you're not showing them the value of what that $100 an hour is going to get them, it's not going to matter. So if you're going to ask for more, you have to overkill. You're going to make them 5 times more money than what they're selling you. That's the angle you have to go into it as.
Absolutely. We have to sell your skill set and everything. I don't just say, here's a midwife. You know, I definitely sell you and any midwife, you know, when we're presenting over. But it's a good idea to always have a good advocate on your side. Like if you're stuck with travel, pay, anything, they're always there to help you. Not someone that's just going to leave you on the assignment and that's it.
Yeah. It's so important. Yeah. And it's definitely unique. I know you and I have chatted, like it's been crickets this spring and summer, which is super unusual. Like there's some federal regulations that have changed. There's some unique challenges. And you know me, I like to solve problems and needs. We talk about it. Like, how do we get more midwives out? There's huge needs of staffing and provider shortages. Why aren't the midwives being utilized? So definitely thinking outside the box, knowing a locum assignment, you're an independent contractor. You are a mini business within their business. So everything's negotiable, everything for skills and value. And you want to think win-win situation. It's not like interviewing for a W-2 position. They have a job, they have a cookie cutter set up. You either fit it or you don't. So that's part of it when you're shifting from being a hospital-based midwife to a locum, you got to get outside the box. You're a mini business within their business. And how do you temporarily fill a need and show that value?
Absolutely. And how you set yourself apart from all the other midwives, especially with there being so many looking right now.
Yeah. So definitely side hustles. I mean, I haven't had an assignment since the end of January. Usually it's about a 2 month gap, 6 weeks to 2 month gap. Like it was unusual this last summer. We did pretty much like 9 months straight. I went from one to one to one, which it was just cool opportunities. I was like, okay, usually I take 6 to 8 weeks off, but this spring has been super unusual even for me. So I'm not like saying there, I'm getting stuff handed to me hands over foot, but I also have side income streams that I don't financially need these assignments. I love to do these assignments. So there's a different shift of mindset that comes when you have choices.
Absolutely.
It's cool. Well, thank you, Brittany, as always. If you want to tell people how to get a hold of you, we love supporting. They can get a hold of me at Midwifery Business Consultation. I love doing discovery calls and helping out midwives in any aspect, business, locum assignments, questions they have. But then, Brittany, how do they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. You can call me anytime, call or text 706-776-3104. And I will be glad to help from if you have questions about locums or, you know, assignments, the type of business that we do. I would love to help. It's truly my passion, staffing midwifery.
Yeah, definitely. Cross Country Locums has a gem with Brittany. She is the best of the best midwife recruiter in the country. And I'm not just saying that, like I've met with a lot of recruiters. So definitely reach out to Brittany if you guys want to get into this or you have questions or we want to help out midwives both directions.
Absolutely. We're a team for sure. Thank you so much, Leslie, for having me. Always a pleasure.
Have a great day, Brittany.
Thank you too. Bye.